I was in the middle of trying to create your contact.
Oh. All right, dude. Hey, so here's what I'm due. Hey, the bottom line, though, is a really short answer for me. You're reaching out to us because what do you need? Do you need medication? Were you wronged by a doctor and you need us to investigate it? What do you need us to do, the DA?
Okay. The DA has already involved themselves in my life in the crossing over of this. When I first arrived back here in town, I'm going to tell you my story because this is what it's going to be. Dr. Christopher Eric Berger from the Public Health Department involved himself to then actually follow through with a harassment charge against me in criminal case. My public defender, I have his name, and, you know, I had an actual court case. This begins the whole process that absolutely I have no ability to have anyone be completely honest with me and find a solution that actually takes care of this. Everybody in my face-to-face circles of public services has detached from me. My case manager. Everything has been taken away from me because they can't be honest.
Okay.
That's what I need to is I need to have a legal authority to basically push into the reference. They must follow the law, give me my services, and that they can, you know, if they do not proceed and have an effective civil society social interface with me, that they are guilty of violating my rights, and they will be pursued by the full extent of the law, and they must be taken into this, and it needs to be done in writing, and sir, I don't see how it can be done any other way, and I need to have my life back.
Okay.
From all of this.
Now, what you said you have a current case going right now, is that right?
I had, a few months ago, I was psychiatrically hospitalized here in San Bernardino, which then gets involving the police. Involving the police, San Bernardino police becomes a social services interface, which is called a crisis team.
Right.
My case manager there never had honored anything. She never fulfilled anything. With the San Bernardino Police Department, I am blocked on their Twitter account, which is against my rights. I am blocked on their Facebook page, which is against my rights. I have no voice in this community, and I'm a 54-year-old person that was born and raised here. I'm living in the house that I grew up in since I was age 5. I'm a pretty stable person, a pretty good person to know, but they all are doing it wrong, and they know it, and they will not release themselves from this paradigm. And I'm the one suffering.
So, and just so you know, somewhere in your messages to us, it almost sounded like you thought we had blocked you, but we haven't blocked you. You know that, right?
You can't block me. You can physically do the function, but in legal terms, no. But the police have blocked me. They follow the same rules. I'm blocked on Twitter.
You agreed to us that we had blocked something like.
I expected it.
I just want to let you know we didn't.
I know you didn't. I'm actually smart enough to know that. I actually was surprised that you hadn't. But every stage of this, I'm documenting, sir. Now, I want you to take your time to understand something. I am blocked on Twitter from the CDC HIV director, Dr. Jonathan Merman. I'm blocked on Twitter from the HIVgov.com account on Twitter. It's not possible to be blocked on Twitter from the actual HIV.gov page. Is it? But I am. I can show you. I can actually, I can bring all of this. Why am I blocked? Why am I the one being blocked? Why is it that they are allowed to not express themselves the truth? And why am I suffering not having a doctor?
I cannot answer that because I'm not with that organization.
That I have a doctor, another recycle of this. My last, I have Humana. I have to change my whole insurance and everything. I have Humana. I have to select another primary. My last primary I selected, I went to the, I never actually met him face to face in this, in the, in, you know, medical session. And then they pull a number on me. The clinic is here in San Bernardino, and the labs that I have, you know, to be drawn are all the way in Lancaster.
Okay.
So I don't know if I don't know if it's individually me that they put this into, or all of their patients have to go to Lancaster. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and I do not know the answer on that.
Okay,
so
it's just a staging of this. Every now and he and you know the recycle of this. He referred me to an HIV clinic in Pomona, all the way into Pomona.
So here's what I'm gonna do. I am going to get your information over to our victim advocate that handles this. I would ask you to do me a favor.
Yes.
I understand your frustration and anger at the system. I get it. What I need you to do is, James, I need you to tone down a little bit on the Facebook messages because, you know, you and I have never talked and you're coming at me really hard like I did something. And
Sir, you have not done anything. No. You have been the most inspirational thing I have found so far. But
so
to take it personally, sir, you can't take it personally. You have to understand there's a history here.
Yeah, but you got to understand, I do take it personally, and the reason why I take it personally is because I really want to help people, so I put my personal effort into it, okay? So, you know, all I'm asking is, in case, and what I'm saying is, in case one of our advocates responds back to you, you know, on the message chat or whatever, just don't be so rough. Let them try to work through the problem and help you out, all right?
Of course, but then again, I'm just going to tell you, the police officer that was here, do an okay Google, Sergeant Lanier Rogers. And you'll see that I have an interface there in the Information Society. He referred me to Wendy Holmquist. Every single thing I have tried has fallen through, sir. So I trust you that you have good faith.
I can't work miracles, but I can at least try to do my best job and see if I can get some resolution and some help over to you. So,
but you can work miracles, sir, and I believe you can, just because we all can.
I hope. Well, if I could work miracles, I'd have a couple $1 million in my bank account.
Oh, no, you would not. You would not at all have $1 million in your bank account, because money does not buy you happiness, sir.
That's true. That is very true. Sometimes it brings us worse. So,
and we have to deal with this pandemic, coronavirus. That would just make it worse. You'd probably get infected because you'd be out spending money.
Right. All right, James. Let me work through this. I don't know if she'll get back to you today. I don't know, but no, it's on my plate, and I'll start generating out some emails to people.
Okay. Can you give me her name, at least her first name?
Yes. It's Marin.
Okay, I do not answer my phone for people who I have not already know they're calling. So the fact that they have to leave a voicemail, I do not answer calls that are, you know, basically cold calls. I do not answer.
Sure, and that's the same with me. I don't, in fact, if you go to call back this number, you're going to have to leave a voicemail because I don't answer the phone because I don't know who's calling. So, okay?
All right.
So, all right, let's see what I can do for you, James, all right?
Okay, Mike, I'm putting you contact in my phone, and that progresses to, if you call me back again, the file name that is generated is from the contact, and the call recording will be under your name and
excellent,
not your phone number.
Excellent.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Sounds good, James. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.